This call is being recorded.
Children of the Diamond Heart, I enfold you in the golden flame of my love. I protect you by the armor of my power. I raise you by the hand of your own divinity. I bless you with the fullness of my light. I give you the scepter of your own dominion. I seal you in the eternal freedom of your ascension. In that ecstasy supreme, the presence of the Diamond Heart, I am. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. Just take a few moments to relax and let go and find yourself more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. Hold it, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the vibrational frequency within each of those chakras, as you move up the scale from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head to the Soul Star Chakra. And as you focus on each chakra, focus on the raising the intensity of the color of each chakra, which then raises the vibrational frequency within that chakra, which also then raises the vibrational frequency within your glandular functions associated with that chakra, and then all throughout your body as well, including your cellular structure and your organs and limbs and everything, raising in vibrational frequency. And of course, as your vibrational frequency increases, so too does your consciousness. And as your consciousness raises, the vibrational frequency raises, and so on and so on. So focus on raising the vibrational frequency within your etheric body now, as you start with the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that chakra, focus on the grounding of yourself to the earth, to Gaia, but not to the earth and Gaia in a three-dimensional fashion, but in a fifth-dimensional fashion. With the sense of a fifth-dimensional experience here, not a three-dimensional experience. Now moving up to the root chakra, see that is a brilliant, bright ruby red color. Almost as if you could see a red sun, brilliant, bright, ruby red. Then moving up the next orange to the solar plexus area, yellow, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. Might picture a beautiful, dense forest of blue-green colors everywhere. to the high heart center, magenta, and to the throat area, sky blue. Picture a beautiful, brilliant blue sky. And to the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And you can picture and visualize a night sky. Then moving up to the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now as you bring all of those colors together, all of those chakras together rather, raising all of the chakras together up into the soul star chakra, merge them all, one right after the other. One, the earth star chakra into the root chakra, into the next, so on, all the way up until they've all merged into the soul star chakra. And realize that all of those chakras now with their high vibrational frequency are now all have now all come together into the soul star chakra. So you may feel the vibration as your astral and etheric body are still now within your physical body. So you may feel vibration throughout your body. If you don't be concerned about it. Just let it be what it is. Now, as your conscious knowing self, begin to, if you have not already, move that into your soul star chakra, into the merged chakras, which would now resemble a three-dimensional six-pointed star, which would be your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And in that Merkaba light vehicle, begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind. Let yourself rise up, leaving your physical form below you. Rise up in through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky. Continue to see your body falling below you as you continue to raise up your physical body, lying down there, sitting down there. Get that sense of being both connected and disconnected from your physical body. Just let yourself go now, rising up higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of the planets of the solar system, the sun, and all of the millions of ships that are out here. Get that sense of the consciousness that is here, bereft of the miasma of the earth. In other words, when you are down on the earth, when you are in the three-dimensional experience or three-dimensional illusion, there is a great deal of miasma. There is a great deal of interference that clouds you, that veils what is really real and presents this illusion to you. But now, being in this state of consciousness, feel the connection to all of the consciousness that is out here, again, free of the interference of the third dimensional illusion. And know that it is simply that. It is an illusion. It is an illusion that you and all of the collective you have created. Yes, indeed, those of the cabal, the Illuminati, the deep state, they had a great hand in creating this, in programming this into your consciousness so that you would continue to follow along the plan and the program. But you are breaking away from that. You each individual, you as a group together, you as the many groups together, and you as the collective consciousness more and more across the planet are beginning more and more to break free from all of the programming, break free from the hold that those of the deep state, the cabal, have held over you for so long, for many, many lifetimes, thousands of years even. And now you are free. Feel the freedom now as you look down on the earth and you see it in a third dimensional form. But as you have done many times now, you can transpose that just with your visualization, just with your intent. So change it now. Change it to what you want it to be and see freedom for what it really is. Freedom for what it was meant to be. See what that would be like. See what that is like as you are creating it right now. And as you create this as a group together, you are putting this out into the consciousness of the whole, the consciousness of the collective. So all are benefiting from this experience, not just those of you that are having the experience, but all, because it is part now of the universal mind collective consciousness. See how you want it to be. See freedom for what it really is, what it really can be. Whatever freedom means to you. Free to move about the country, the world, space, whatever it might be to you. See that as your reality now. Let your mind just wander with this a bit. Let it experience whatever it is that you would want. Think of it as a blank canvas. You can paint any picture you want on that. Even if you have no artistic ability whatsoever, with your mind, you can paint any picture that you want. You can paint any reality that you want it to be. Let it be whatever it is you want. Now, picture crystalline blue skies with many hues of colors coming down because of the sun refracting through the clouds, but without the atmospheric interference that you have in the third dimensional illusionary matrix. See what that would be like. Look around at the flowers and plants and trees. See how tall the trees are and majestic. The flowers blooming everywhere. Fields of purple and magenta, red, yellow flowers everywhere. Far as the eye can see. you picture the ocean. See the ocean, crystal blue. Just as when I've visited certain places, the ocean was clear. You could see to the bottom. See that now, aqua blue. Beautiful, crystal clear. Oh, and the air itself, crackling with negative ions, as if there was an electricity in the air, moves through your body. Not your physical body as you know it now, in that crystalline-based body, fused with light, love, and oneness. That, friends, is what you are creating as a collective together. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form. Coming back in gently, bringing your astral and etheric body back in within your Merkaba light vehicle, light body. Notice how as you come back in, your light body is still now a part of your physical body, surrounding your physical body, merged with your physical body, all as one together. Feel the aliveness is there for you. Perhaps even feel a sense of electricity moving through your body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time, in these very special times that you are entering now. These times, yes, they are changing rapidly. You are on the verge of a great many new changes coming. I speak now not only of this country of America or the United States for America, but I speak of the world population as well. For more and more and more people are waking up. This is the Great Awakening. This is the advent of everything that you have been working toward. Everything that you came here to be and to do those thousands of years ago when you first entered this evolution here in the earth. You came to bring light to the world. Just as I, as Yeshua, came to bring light to the world. Yes, I, as an individual, did bring light to the world. But each one of you, as individuals, also bring that light to the world. Because all of those things that I did, so can you do also now. You have the power within you to realize, just as I realized who I was. You can realize who you are. That is the power you have within you. The power to find that freedom to move about however you want throughout your life. You are destined to be free. You came here to bring freedom to a world that was held in bondage so long. And you, each one of you, throughout your evolutionary process and your many lifetimes, you have been held in that bondage as well. But you are breaking free of the bonds, finally. Breaking free of the shackles that have held you down. So know that as you move through your daily lives moving forward now, that you are free of the shackles. You are free of the bonds that have held you for so long. Free, as it were, to move about the country, to move about the world, even to move into space. That is what you wish. Will it take something grand happening? Well, my friends, my brothers and sisters, something grand is already happening. It is already in process. You are the catalysts that have brought this about. You and the collective you that are all creating within your minds of a better life, a better future for you, for your children, for your children's children, and so on and so on. You, each one of you, can be a part of that. Are becoming a part of that. If you just trust and believe in who you are, and again, the power that you have within you to create your life in whatever way you want it to be. Believe it and see it. Intend it and create it. Visualize whatever it is that you want moving forward. And know that as you intend it, as you visualize it, as you believe it, you will see it. And then you will know it. You will know, just as I knew, the power that moved through me. But it was the power not of me, but through me, from my Father, my higher God self, your higher God self. Trust and allow. Allow for the freedom to come through. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. That you continue to realize each and every day, each and every hour, each and every moment, each and every second, who you are. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to one who serves here. And we're just doing a sound check here. Are you there, people?
We're here. Yes, we are.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, greetings.
Then we are ready to answer your questions if you have them. This, we must say that this worked out much better than the James thought it would, being in this vehicle here. And it has worked out rather well here. So we are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question about chakras, and in particular in my own meditations. Sometimes when I see the chakras, they're flat like a plate, and sometimes they're round like a glass ball, and then other times they kind of appear like a sun, and I'm feeling that that's certainly a higher dimensional aspect or a higher dimensional level that I've achieved. But are these, when I see them, the chakras, and they are in those different states, is that just because I go deeper into my meditation, or is there some other significance that I should know or that other people might be experiencing? Thank you.
We would say here that you are certainly on the right track here. And that is given through the James here in each of these meditations, where you see or visualize a brilliant, bright sun in the various chakras. So far, though, he has only done so with one or two of those chakras. But we would suggest, if you are ready for this, to visualize a brilliant, bright sun in each of the chakras. No, it is the light within the chakra, the brilliance within that chakra, that the intensity of the color that brings your vibrational frequency to a high, high level. And when you visualize a bright sun at that particular chakra, no matter which one it is, you will find that you are operating at a much higher dimensional frequency than you are in regular times here. So in other words, when the James says to see the throat chakra as a brilliant, bright blue sky, you could do that, but you can also add a brilliant, bright blue sun there as well. And so on with each one, with each chakra. Magenta, deep blue, green, or the heart center, whatever it is. Think of a sun, a S-U-N, an S-O-N, being in each of the chakras. Contemplate that, meditate on that, and you will understand more of what we are saying here. But certainly, yes, you were on the right track in this respect here. And now, because you have brought this up, each one that is on this call and resonates to these words after can also utilize this as well. We think you are ready for this to move on, so to speak. So we will attempt to guide the James here in doing so as well in the following meditations after this. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
One who serves.
Any further questions?
This is Vidya.
Yes.
And yes. The meditation, I was visualizing my body chakras, and it came to my attention about two extra chakras that they came out of my hand. And then all of a sudden it came to my head, saying, oh, this is how you healed yourself. And I was very happy about that. But can you confirm that?
We would think that it is not for us to confirm here, but for you to confirm it. You know within yourself what resonates and what does not resonate to you. And if this particular vision or thought process that did resonate for you, then you are also on the right track. There is so much more that can be and will be given as we move forward in these various guided meditations moving ahead here. It has to do with the vibrational frequency changing throughout the world here as the energies continue to ramp up and continue to raise vibration throughout the planet. And that is what is happening here. And you, those of you that are in attuned to this can benefit greatly from this moving forward. That is what we will say here.
Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here? We apologize for the background noises, but this is what it is for where this call is being held here.
Greetings.
Any questions? Yes.
Greetings. I am very interested in the relationship that Lord Sananda described as when he was incarnated in as Yeshua, and how he described his relationship with his higher self, which was totally misinterpreted by modern day Christians. But when we speak to our higher self or try to reacquaint ourselves with that relationship, would you mind sharing a little bit more? Because some say it's, you know, think of it as a you, but you're a smaller instance of the bigger you. You're like the mini-me of the you. But Lord Sananda describes it here like a father. And, you know, I remember very well speaking once with the higher self of someone that I was having a really hard time with. And I remember their higher self mentioning to me that they had lost control of that soul. And so there is a clear separation of free will between us and our higher selves. So how can we be that same being if we have free separate will? So would a father and child relationship describe it a little better? Would you mind expanding on it, please? Thank you.
We're having difficulty understanding exactly what your question is here. Please state your question specifically here.
Is our higher self the one that created our soul like a father, you know, creates the body of a child, or is the higher self us? Or thank you.
Now we understand. You must understand that there are many levels of these, as you're saying, higher self. Many, many levels going way back to the beginning of creation and how each one of your higher selves, all the way back to the monad, created a facsimile of itself to experience what that level could not experience. In other words, moving down in density, you might say, closer and closer to finding yourself in matter itself, which is where you are here. So each one lays down, you might say, another part of itself, and many parts of itself in many cases as well. So you have multi-dimensional reality here. And when you think of your higher God self, that is what Yeshua was speaking of when he spoke of his father. But you understand, he could not say that in those times, higher God self, for they would not have understood that at all. So he used the term father, speaking of not only, though, his higher God self directly, but the many levels beyond that as well, all the way to the great creator, him herself. You see?
Oh, wow, that is deep. That is very deep. Thank you.
And it goes much deeper than that, but that is, at this point, that is all we can give here. That would take a dissertation of its own to explain much more beyond this. Do you remember, though, when the creation reading was given through this group here? James introduced this to the group. Do you remember that, the creation reading?
Yes, yes, I remember.
We would say, read it again. You each received a copy of it. Read it again and attempt to understand more fully how God becomes individualized within self. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. We take one more question if there is, and then we need to release channel.
I have a related question to that.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. It's a little complex, I guess, but just kind of tailing off of what Moses just shared.
I am at the point where I am trying to... Yes. Apologize.
Well, anyway, it was. It was pretty complex. Related to that, however, I'm at the point in consciousness where I'm trying to get, for lack of a better term, get rid of time and start to really understand that time doesn't exist. So related to that, the understanding up to this point was, in this particular linchpin lifetime, I'm going to try to state this correctly, in this particular linchpin lifetime, I have been told, at least, that I'm the accumulation of many skills, much learning, many lessons, and all the things that transpired prior to this lifetime. However, those lifetimes are actually happening simultaneously, not in a linear format. So kind of grappling with, if I'm an accumulation of those skills and learning over many lifetimes on Earth, and this being the linchpin lifetime, where am I actually drawing those skills from? So when I guess my theory is, and my question is it that all my thousands of aspects, maybe millions of aspects of myself in all various lifetimes, past, present, and future, kind of as they're learning and their lessons are feeding, sort of, for lack of a better term, feeding that information, that information goes back up to the master, to the soul, and then I, in this particular incarnation, can draw from those learning experiences and those skills through my soul? I don't know if that I stated that question correctly, but I'm trying to just...
Through your soul record. That is correct. Your soul record is a record of everything that you have ever been. You, not you as the one who is asking this question, but the totality of who you are. Yes, that is correct. So you are drawing upon those many lifetimes that you have had here in various aspects, as well as the multidimensional aspects of yourself as well. So think about this. When you come to full consciousness, you are completely an unlimited being. Anything then is certainly possible. And when you fully come to believe that and know that, that is what you will find. You will have, that is why, we will just give an example here. That is why certain ascended ones have gone through a process, and all of a sudden now, when they did not know anything about music or playing on a piano or an organ or anything of this nature, all of a sudden they can sit down and create a masterpiece, even though they did not know how to play it up to that point. The ones have had a kundalini experience, we will say here, and following that kundalini experience, were able to draw upon many different skills that they did not know they even had. Okay?
And that is the point where I'm at now. It's a very deep knowing, very hard to explain, but I've moved into a knowing phase that this is actually who I am. And so now I'm ready to take that to the next level. Thank you so much.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. And we just simply say continue to move forward and realize more and more as you move forward who you are, truly who you are at a deeper level. Not who you are as the personality that you are now, but at a much more deeper level and multidimensional reality of who you are. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.